ஓம் சாந்தி.
குட் மார்னிங்.
The sort of training that everyone used to get in the early days and the sustenance that we received from Madhuban has of course changed through the years. And yes, now there's a very special double foreign program that happens, and that's excellent. But if you just see how much time, attention and energy and love and support Baba gave to groups in the early days, it's beautiful to see how much Baba has invested in all of us. And even though some of us were not around at that time, but today all those Muralis are still available for us to benefit from. And so on one side, Baba's been talking to Kumaris last week and again today, and Baba's saying that what he's saying is not just for Kumaris, it's for everyone. But of course, the people in front of him at that time taking that fortune were Kumaris. But also within that, today, if I'm a Kumari, that really is for me. But of course, it's for everyone. But the things that Baba's saying are very, very powerful and relevant today also. And so Baba's showing us the method by which there can be success in all situations. And it comes from sitting on the seat of being Master Almighty Authority. And then the Murali has of course many, many things. But at the end, the blessing and the slogan are very much connected with all this. And the blessing is about concentration, and how if you can concentrate your mind and intellect in the remembrance of one, then you're able to draw all powers from one, and that's what brings success. So the Murali is talking about Master Almighty Authority, or the powers, and the blessings talking about how to get that power, the power of concentration. And then the slogan. The slogan is saying, if you haven't learned to put everything into essence and merge things within a second, what will happen in the final paper? And Baba's often talked about the final paper being the paper of 1 second. And that 1 second means that something happens. Now, where do my thoughts go? Do they go to Baba? Or is there any other margin of distraction? Is there any fear, any anxiety, any attachment, position, possessions that pull me at that moment? Fail. The final test paper is of 1 second. And Baba's connected it all together, that if I haven't learned to put things into essence today, how can I come back to a point, a full stop, within a moment? If you look at the clock, the old-fashioned clocks in which you can see the hand moving, a second is actually quite a long time. How many thoughts can come in 1 second? It's quite a few thoughts that can come in a second. And so really we're talking about a moment. Within 1 moment, to come back to the essence and the full stop. So Baba gave this blessing to everyone. Sit on that seat of being Master Almighty Authority and there'll be success. And then the blessing and the slogan is telling us how to be able to achieve it. And so things are happening today. And the mind is churning, and if you've tried churning water, what happens? Your arms get tired and there's not much result. Nothing worthwhile that comes out of, you know, the old-fashioned churning, not putting it into a blender or a machine or anything, but your arms get tired and there's no result. And so my thoughts are going round and round and round and round, same story, same thing, nothing new coming in, Baba's forgotten, Gyana's forgotten, just that wheel is spinning around, and I'm exhausted. And I've really achieved nothing at all. And so Baba's saying that if ever something has happened, rather than get into more and more detail and expansion and the past, something happens and our mind jumps to the past. Oh, this had happened a year ago, this had happened last week, or human nature. We'll not just look at the present, but we'll accumulate all sorts of stuff that's still buried inside. We'll bring it up and it becomes a nice big package that becomes a powerful complaint. But I was saying, come back to the essence. And it's not just the practice during yoga. Am I able to stop other thoughts and focus on God? But it's the practice of what I'm doing through the whole day. Am I able to think in essence? And that means clarity. If my mind is jumbled with too many thoughts, there isn't clarity. And what happens then in words? The words are unclear. Communication is unclear. And then we have to say, oh, I misunderstood. Or we say, you didn't understand me. You misunderstood me. And so, the essence. As I hear something, as I see something, can I come to the essence? And if I can't, well, let me not say anything until I've given myself the space and made the effort to come back to the essence. And if I can come back to the essence inside, there'll be a lot of clarity. My communication will be not half an hour, not 15 minutes, maybe it'll take a few seconds. But also, if my mind is being trained to look for the essence and I hold the essence, then I'm going to be able to also know what I need to do. The habit of repeating stories from the past is really, really such a drain on energy. And I can understand completely why mindfulness has suddenly become so fashionable in the last few years. Because human nature is constantly to bring in things from the past, the past, the past, or to worry about the future. And both become a big burden for the soul. And whatever lightness I should feel, it disappears. And so the slogan, come back to the essence. I have to train myself today. I can't just say, oh, Baba will help me at the end. Who's Baba going to help at the end? Those who are ready to take the help. And if I've trained myself, then at the end, this is what will happen. My mind will go to Baba, and there'll be clarity. I'll know where to go, what to do. Do I have to run? Well, Baba will give me the strength to run. Where do I go? There's a very interesting little clip that, again, somebody sent me. And the incident in Oxford Circus Station the other day. And it's a few seconds long, this clip. But what you're seeing is people running, running, running. And so when there's something that happens, and who knows where each one of us is going to be at that time, the final moments, am I going to start running? Am I going to follow the crowd? If they're running one way, am I going to just simply follow them? And maybe it's the wrong way to be running. But this is what happens when there's fear. It's infectious and you stop thinking. And with Baba, full stop, not going to be affected by the fear that's influenced everyone else. I'm going to take a moment to connect quickly. I'm not going to think, oh, I have to send a WhatsApp to so-and-so. I'm not going to think I have to phone so-and-so. It probably won't be working at that moment. But I'll think, let me connect with Baba. And Baba will be present in front of me. And maybe where everybody else is running is a problem. And maybe Baba's showing me a different way to go. Maybe with that cool, calm, careful understanding that Baba's giving me, I go a different way and it makes people stop and ask, well, where should we go? And their destiny is their destiny, but certainly I won't get trapped by their fear. And so in very practical ways, I was saying, practice today. And if you don't practice today, the mind will be very confused and fearful at that moment. But think about the other thing. If you want to get your mobile powered up, what do you have to do? I have to make sure that everything is plugged in properly. And you think it's okay, but you haven't managed to plug it in properly. And in some countries, you put in the plug and everything is shaking. And you see the electricity come and go and nothing happens. But you have to make sure that it's making contact. It's plugged in and the contact has been made. Then the energy will flow. So when I sit for Baba's remembrance, how long does it take me to plug in? Thinking about this thing, that thing and the other thing isn't useful. I've given time for Baba. I've got up early. I've made that effort. But now, where are my thoughts going? And so, if I'm plugged in, I will feel Baba's love, Baba's power reaching me. Think about the one expression that comes in all the traditions for God. God is love, God is truth, that usually comes in everywhere. God is compassion. But the other one is, God is almighty. And then the misunderstanding of this word almighty is universal. They have all sorts of funny ideas of what almighty God means. But Baba's children not only understand, but actually experience. You can feel Baba's power reaching you. You feel a difference in how you respond to things through the day. Am I right? Who's had that experience? Some of you are feeling cold, so your hands are under your sweaters and shawls. But this is why they get up early. If we didn't have that experience, we'd pull up the quilt and turn around and go back to sleep for another couple of hours. But we don't do that. We make sure we do get up early so that we can feel Baba's love and Baba's power. And just imagine, God's power is available to everyone, the world. But just as God's love is only possible when you actually have a relationship with God. God all around, everywhere. How much time does Baba spend in the Sakar Murali explaining that one point? Why? Because Baba knows it's the most essential thing of all. To know God exactly as He is, who He is, what He is, what He can do, what He can't do, or won't do. He could, but He won't. He will follow the laws of the drama. He'll follow the laws of nature to set us an example and teach us. But the only time and the only people who actually know about taking power from God are Baba's Brahmin children. Without knowing God, how do you take power from God? How do you experience that development of capacity within the self in which now you're able to do things that you couldn't have done before you came to Baba. It's a fact. Coming to Baba, each one develops so many different virtues and powers and skills, and I think most of us would say that before coming to Baba, we couldn't have done all this. Who feels that? You see, it's not just those who came when they were young, 17 years old, 18 years old, but it's older folk too. Why? Because the world said, this is your family, this is your education, this is your job, this is your profession, and this is where you stay. There's very little mobility. But Baba takes us into the unlimited. You can achieve as much as you choose. It's an idea that Lokic people also have, and then some manage it and some don't. But here Baba makes the secret available to all of us. Plug in, especially at 4 a.m., and you'll feel the power that's available from Baba. And that power really transforms life in an amazing way. Yesterday there was a contact person who came to Baba's house, and he was quite modest in how he put it. He just said he's working with the government. And later I discovered in a chat that it's quite a high-powered position he has. But here on the stage yesterday he said, and he hears Murali, sometimes he goes to class, sometimes. So he's a contact person rather than a pakka VK, I imagine. I didn't get into too much detail about that. But he was saying how coming to Baba's house a few years ago, and his anger was gone. He felt Baba's power reach him. So it becomes available as soon as you get to know how to connect. And then however much each one wants to benefit from that is open for everyone. But that power is only available now. And however much power I take from Baba, Baba's saying today, it'll be visible. Through your face, through your behavior. It's not that you're saying, yes, I'm taking power from God and your face isn't quite reflecting it. But you're taking power from God, it's visible. And so it's an inspiration to the family, but more it's an inspiration to everybody you meet. They know you, they don't know you, but they see it. There's something that you then have that they don't have. So Baba's talked about almighty authority. And in the blessing, Baba said, ekagrta. The word ek, this is the word for we translate as concentration. And so the word ek, one, comes in within that term in Hindi of concentration. And so to focus my mind and my intellect on one, at least when I've set aside time for meditation, this is what I need to practice again. I was also commented on how you mustn't be ordinary. When people out there see you, do they think you're just one of us, one of them? But to be able to say that this one has something, this one is special. And I was telling all of us, you're playing a very special role on the world stage, and so should be visible to others by now. And so take that power from Baba and reveal it. But also, it's not just for service, it's for me. If I want to be able to move forward and go through the experience of transformation, I need God's power. Here's somebody I couldn't deal with before. Am I able to deal with them today? Maintaining my calm, maintaining my cool, not expecting them to change, but knowing that I have to change. And so, a lesson for all of us, of course, as usual from Baba, but the Avyatma really makes it very, very clear what it is I need to do. Two other questions I want to touch on quickly. One was question of balance of sustenance of the self and sustenance of others and service, and what's the line to draw within that. Baba's made it clear, first priority has to be myself, and in terms of my spiritual sustenance. London's been fortunate, but I would also say London's been a little bit spoiled because we had so much sustenance. Just imagine, peace of mind guests have had one class from Daddy. They've come from all corners of the world, literally all corners, to Madhuban. And yes, they've had so much that Madhuban gives them. But from all the different corners, and they get one session with Daddy. And you're over the moon, you're elated. How many sessions have you had with Daddy? Can you count? It's literally countless. And sometimes it was three sessions a day. It was morning, it was afternoon, and it was in the evening. So however much Daddy gave us, now the question is, how much should I take from it? Now here's Baba, giving. How much am I taking? Okay, never mind past is past, whatever Daddy gave. But today, Baba's still giving, am I taking? So my sustenance for myself has to be through my attention on Gyan and Yoga. Baba, of course, but whatever other sources there are, and there's so much that's available for everyone today. And yes, then Baba says, however much you've taken, it's time to be able to give to others. That's the return you can give to Baba and to Daddy. What I've taken, let me share, let me give. But what's that fine line where instead of being able to look after myself, my attention has become so much focused outside that I've forgotten to do what I need to do for myself. And so there's stress. That's the first sign. too much to do. It's the language of people out there. And what Baba's saying, no, take from Baba and then give. So when Baba says, be an instrument, then it's not me that's giving, then I say too much. But if I'm Baba's instrument, I'm taking care of myself, connecting with one, the concentration, the focus, the powers, and whatever Baba needs to give, Baba will give. And if I don't have the capacity in terms of time and physical energy, it's okay. Why? Because Baba will find another instrument through whom to do it. I'm not saying that I've been allocated to duty and I take up the duty and then I say, no, I'm tired, I'm going home. So it's that fine line where I'm not careless, but I'm careful. And so to be able to take sufficient power from Baba, to be able to do the things that I have taken up responsibility for, but in the awareness of being an instrument so that I can be stress-free, I don't reach the stage of burnout. People out there, they have the spirit of compassion and serving, but then there's something that they now call compassion deficit. They run out of compassion because they don't know how to recharge. And Baba's teaching us to recharge, not just every day, but in fact through the day also. Baba's given us many methods to top up the battery, but especially the morning, Gyan and Yoga for the soul. So that stage of being able to sustain myself, but also being Baba's instrument, very definitely goes together. Because then sustenance of the self and then service, and I have the capacity to serve, but also the awareness of being an instrument, then I'm not attached to what's going on, and I do it as an instrument with that responsibility, but I don't get obsessed by it. How many people get obsessed by the service they're supposed to be doing? So detach, and the service will go even better. But also Baba's help can come in, and Baba can reach the other souls. So amazing how much insight Baba has given us through all these years, and we have to remember and practice. We've got a couple of things now, so I'll finish now. One is, I want to call up a sister who's quite incognito, and she's been in class for years, but Sister Nora, would you please come up? Hi. You see, even now I couldn't see exactly where she was, sitting right in the middle somewhere. But Nora is Baba's child for many years, but very incognito, but amazing soul. And I don't know how many of you have heard of the British Asian Awards. Well, a few weeks ago, Nora was selected in the category of women, so she has the Woman of the Year Award in terms of British Asians Award. So a beautiful achievement for Baba's child, and definitely a door opening into avenues of service.
Om Shanti. I always feel that when I come here, it's always a privilege. You know, when we're aware of the significance of the fact that we've been chosen, you know, as a child. God above has chosen us. When we think about that really sort of in a very sort of in a depth way, we realize the importance of it. And I often think about this quite a bit, you know, that we need to be aware that Baba, God, has chosen me, you know, and when we have that awareness, it allows us to sort of push ourselves to do bigger and better things. I received the award, yeah, the Women of the Year Award, and it's based on some of the research I've been doing in thinking about awareness of mental health. And I've been doing this for quite a long time now, just over, I think, 14 years or so. I've got lots of awards in the past, but I think it's nice to, of course, get recognition, but I think it's really just like a door opening to allow you to do more service. So I think ever since I got that award, suddenly there's been thoughts that have come through to me going, okay, how about, you know, I've been at Kingston University, I've been a lecturer there for about 6 years or so. So it's really given me a chance to think, what can I do for Baba now, you know? So there comes a point where you're in the right moment and you're thinking is just really focused, and you think, oh, you know what, this is what I should do. So we've been doing some mindfulness seminars at Kingston, and we're trying to bring about more awareness, and I think that's one of the key elements for students, for staff, but also those who are management roles. You know, everyone needs stress-free living, finding out ways of being able to manage their any sort of issues they're going through. So, so that's wonderful. But I've also been, for myself, I've been thinking about ways of making change and thinking that beyond what's going on around me, how can I remain in my peace and in my love? You know, so we can be connected with Baba in the mornings, early mornings, go to class, and then the moment we leave, you know, what happens around us, you know, might be chitter-chatter, you know, people talking, and Even there might be a soul who comes and you think, what's going on? I have never met this person. And it may be something very positive, but it might even be something that you didn't expect. And how do I stay in that peace, and think about the karmic aspects, you know. So there must have been something maybe in my last life, couple of lives ago, I don't know, because if you haven't met the person, it's the first time, and you think it's okay, you know. And that's something I've been working on for the last 2 or 3 weeks now. It's like just being aware of yourself and finding out why it is that why things are happening, and just letting go, you know. And otherwise it's been just about, I guess, just remembering Baba as much as possible. You know, we're all very busy, we lead busy lives, but how can we remain in connection with him? And whenever you have the time, even if it's a minute in between meetings, finding out, you know, let me just sit there and meditate. And I've practiced this, I've been practicing this for a while, and people come into your office and they realize that there's something different here, you know. And the office isn't all white painted, it's kind of a bit dark, but even that, with that environment, it's like, oh, this is quite nice, isn't it? I thought, yeah. You know, it's quite, so just, you know, people can feel it. I think that's where we're going now. So beyond the words, it's about what experience you're giving others. So that's what I've been working on. Yeah. Thank you.
Congratulations from the family.